let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Oh, no. No. No.
If you're bored of going on the same kind of dates over and over again, I would recommend trying out the new dating trend, alphabet dating. Alphabet dating is where you go through the alphabet and you do activities based on the letter that you are on.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
So, for example, A, you may go abseiling, you may go and do a bit of archery. You go through the alphabet week by week or date by date, doing a different letter and coming up with a new activity.
Who the hell got the money for that in this economy? Lady, you tripping. Yeah, and this is what women are going to want to do. They want to adventure every week. You know what I mean? And not only do they want the adventure, they want you to pay for the adventure.
How convenient is that? Wow, how convenient is fucking that?
Can you imagine dating a woman who's seen this TikTok and been convinced by its poppycock?
Bars.
A regular old dinner date or bowling just won't be enough. They keep feeding each other content that's just going to make them more unbearable and more impossible to please.
B, for example, you could go bowling, you could go bouldering. Do you know why mine are all like really physical activities? I think it's a great way of coming up with dating inspiration.
Okay.
I want to know what you think of what you think the length of time should be before you get engaged to someone.
Not a chance in hell. Good night.
I'm going to say 5 years. That's how long it takes to get a good gauge of these creatures and their character. You know, a year of dating, 4 years of living with her. Well, I don't advise men to live with women in these crazy times we live in, but just roll with me. Yeah, 1 year of dating, 4 years of seeing her through all seasons. And if she passed that test, then I guess do what you do. But I wouldn't advise men get married either. Live out girlfriend at best. But I hope that answered your question, Toots. Nice boobs.
God, you're sick.
I think if a man has not proposed to you after 5 years...
Show me your tits!
I'm this close to switching sides. I'm this close to switching sides.
What is this, the boobage episode? I mean, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all, and I know you guys aren't either. But what is this, the double D episode of MDC? Hey, enjoy, fellas.
Men are trash. I swear, I literally open up my phone, I get like a WhatsApp message, and it's from this guy like maybe like 10 years ago I used to talk to. And it literally had a photo of him and his wife, like married, like a, you know, like a wedding photo.
What? Jealous?
And he's like, hey, like, you want to come to like my game? I was like, aren't you married? Maybe ask your wife to come to your effing game. Like, the audacity men have in 2024.
Show me your tits!
Hey, that's the audacity that bagged her in the first place. You know, because no woman wants a guy that don't have options to cheat. And no woman wants a guy who can't pull women. Whoever married this guy, she could have predicted this. I'll just say that. Whatever woman married this guy, she had 20 guys who would never do that. She was repulsed by him. So, yeah, I don't feel sorry for the wife. She knew what she was getting herself into. They love the player types.
You should feel sorry for me.
Y'all, I'm about to jump ship and just switch sides.
Why do you think she had to show her boobs for a TikTok that was clearly meant for the ladies, for the girlies, right? Because if they don't show their body, they're not going to get as many views. That's why. And if they don't get, you know, angry men in their comment section arguing whatever stupid stuff they're saying, their pages aren't going to blow up. Fellas, don't comment on these chicks' TikTok. You're only boosting their algorithm or whatever the fuck you call it. The women are going to stay for the nonsense. The men are going to stay for the fine tits. Bars.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
No hate to short men. I'm partial to a shorter man myself. And was in a pure shambles over a short man for 3 years. But if you're going to lie about your height on the dating apps, at least don't give yourself away with picture evidence. This guy says that he's 6 foot. If he's 6 foot, his friend must be 7 foot.
Grow the f***
fuck up.
Look, ma'am, you're in no position to try to talk about somebody's looks, whether that's height or what their face look like or anything like that. You're average at best, to be nice. I don't even know where to go from here without being mean, so I'll just press play.
You're a good man.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart.
What would you do if you started dating someone new and he started telling you that he doesn't like it when you go to certain places, he doesn't want you going out to the clubs, he doesn't want you to have friends that are very easily swayed by men, and he doesn't want you to have social media?
And what's wrong with that?
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
He wants you to only go out with him, mainly, or with your family.
No, just, look, don't date her. Get a woman whose values align with yours. I mean, that sounds like you're asking her to be a completely different person. And even if she fake it for 6 months, yeah, that's not going to last, dude. And you're going to end up getting cheated on or blacking out and, you know, snapping on her.
You whore.
Hitting her with the beats, if you know what I mean. Hitting her with the beats by Dre, then going to jail, it ain't worth it. Just let her be.
Restaurants to nice places where there's not a lot of men that surround you. Would you be put off or would you give in and say, all right, fair enough? Part of me understands where he's coming from. It's not me that he's worried about. He's worried about other men and their intentions because...
She feel where he's coming from now. But, you know, if the relationship don't work out, she's going to complain about how controlling he was and how toxic he was. Women will agree to anything if you're tall, hot, and rich enough.
Yes, duh.
But like I said, the true her is eventually going to come out. When y'all hit a rough patch, even if you are tall, hot, and rich.
I find it attractive when I'm with someone that is kind of controlling and tells me what I can and can't do, but when it is to this extent, I kind of get kind of put off. Do you know what I mean? Because I shouldn't be restricted at such a young age from going out to places.
Did you hear that? She kind of wants a man to be controlling and tell her what to do and what not to do. It's a turn on, because guys like that seem like they have big balls. That's what they like about it. They like a dominant alpha male. Despite what they spew on these social media apps. But the thing is, they want you to be an alpha when they want you to be an alpha. And then they want you to tone it down when they want you to tone it down.
That's stupid. Use your common sense. Just use your common sense.
So the first time you're an alpha, when they weren't in the mood for you to be an alpha, then you're going to instantly become toxic and controlling on the internet.
And I should be told that I shouldn't have social media just because he doesn't want men preying on me or looking at what I'm putting out. I think this is so extreme. Am I bugging out? I don't want him to feel like I'm disrespecting him and not living up to his standards and disrespecting his boundaries because he could easily walk away. But then I shouldn't even be scared because I should be standing my ground and knowing my worth. And if he doesn't align with my morals, then he can just leave. There's so many men in this world. But
whatever happens in the end, I will be a strong, powerful woman.
It's your choice.
Most men aren't going to align with your morals. Men who are dominant and alpha, they're not going to agree with any of this. So you can either be with a beta or learn how to cater to an alpha. Ain't no in between. Anytime they start talking about how many men are in the world, they're usually not relationship material. When they got to start rationalizing their bullshit by saying there's a lot of men in the world, so somebody will take it.
At the same time, he should have enough faith and enough trust in me to know that I am not going to give in to temptation. And no matter who I'm around, no matter what I'm doing, my eyes will never wander because I'm happy with what I've got at home.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Men really be out here thinking that we dress for them when in reality, if they wouldn't exist, we would dress even better. Because they're the reason we have to hold ourselves back. And even then, it's not enough.
Like, what? What?
Like I always say, if you can see the top of her eyeball, you know, stay the fuck away. Random color hair streaks, stay the fuck away. Cat claws, literal cat claws, stay the fuck away. I had no hope that she was going to say something that made sense as soon as I saw her pop up on the screen.
Now listen, we're nobody's fool.
Should I dress for my rising sign or my Venus sign? That is a trick question. You should dress for both. The reason being is your Venus sign allows you to become the most attractive and alluring version of yourself and also attract in abundance, while your rising sign can really tell you about those natural features that you were given at birth and how to enhance those and enhance the energy and the first impressions you make on people.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
If anybody was wondering why I say women are dingbats, or if anybody was wondering why men think women are dumb, Videos like this are great evidence, you know? Videos like this should explain it all.
Hi, this is a love letter to all of the mid-ass guys out there who think that I'm not attractive. The f*** is this then?
She told us, y'all, if you don't find this attractive, something is wrong with you. Like, what's wrong with your brain if you don't see this and want to, you know, wife it up? Like, what the hell is wrong with you if you don't want to introduce this to mom? You don't know what you're missing out on, fellas. She told y'all.
I thought you guys were kidding when y'all were saying that girls were fangirling over Wade Wilson. I just saw a TikTok. So I was like, I want to see this because apparently he was missing his teeth because they got knocked in as they should.
Somebody's teeth got knocked in and you're celebrating it. You're celebrating violence. Once again, I'm not shocked. A woman with random color streaks in her hair, a bunch of rings on her hand, and a fucking bull ring is celebrating violence. Big shocker. Metal in the face, yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Bull Ring Chronicles. Metal in the face, yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Bull Ring Chronicles. The crazy thing is, nothing positive is ever going to come out of this creature's existence. And that's just unfortunate. It really is. For everybody who's going to come in contact with her. And everybody who's stuck in her life somehow. Co-workers, family members, just pray for.
And may God have mercy on your soul.